This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Parents and school officials want answers after a tour company abruptly canceled field trips this week to the nation's capital. Mayfield-based Discovery Tours this week canceled prepaid Washington, D.C. trip for more than 500 students in Mentor. School officials told parents the last-minute cancellation came after Discovery could not confirm hotel reservations. Then more cancellations followed at schools in Hudson, North Royalton, and Chagrin Falls. The Plain Dealer reports it could not reach Discovery for comment, and the company's offices in Mayfield were locked and empty. In its latest effort to get noisy dirt bikes off the streets, the city of Cleveland is planning to host a series of biking events at the city's municipal parking lot. The weekend events at the Muni lot will let riders do stunts and get advice on safety and maintenance. Mayor Frank Jackson says the summer events aim to curb illegal dirt bike riding on city streets. Meanwhile, Jackson's plan to build a dirt bike track is still on hold as the city looks for a different location. A Republican congressional primary in Northeast Ohio pitting a conservative state lawmaker against a former pro football player is attracting big money from national groups. Representative Christina Hagan and Anthony Gonzalez, a former NFL wide receiver, are running for the 16th district seat being vacated by Congressman Jim Renacci. The Columbus Dispatch reports outside groups have invested over $640,000 into the race, most of it favoring Gonzalez. Business-friendly groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and CLA, a dark money group that doesn't disclose donors, support Gonzalez. Supporting Hagan are ultra-conservative groups, including Drain the Swamp and the House Freedom Fund, a PAC linked to Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Urbana. Three Northeast Ohio men have been indicted after authorities discovered fentanyl pills marked as the less potent opioid oxycodone. Gerald Bowerman and Courtney Williams of Cuyahoga Falls and Emmett Nelson of Akron are accused of possessing 1,500 doses of fentanyl made to look like oxycodone tablets. Fentanyl has been blamed for a large number of overdose deaths during Ohio's opioid crisis. The Ohio House has approved a bill that will tighten inspections of carnival rides. Tyler's Law is named after 18-year-old Tyler Jarrell, who died last summer when a ride at the Ohio State Fair flew apart. The law creates stricter guidelines for inspector training and requires more documentation of rides that have been repaired. Investigators blame corrosion for causing an arm of the fireball ride to break off, injuring seven people and killing one. The Cleveland Browns say they're in talks with the city to either upgrade their stadium or build a new one downtown in the future. Dee Haslam told ESPN that the Browns are part of a long-term redevelopment plan that could include a new facility. The Browns' lease at First Energy Stadium runs through 2029. President Donald Trump will be in Cleveland this weekend to discuss the GOP tax cut passed in December. Trump will speak Saturday at an invitation-only event at Public Hall, and according to Cleveland.com, at a nearby RNC fundraiser. It's Trump's second trip to Northeast Ohio in recent months. In March, Trump gave a wide-ranging speech at a union training facility in Richfield. The leader of a breakaway Amish group convicted in hair and beard-cutting attacks has lost his latest attempt to appeal his sentence. An attorney for 72-year-old Samuel Mullett Sr. argued that Mullett's previous lawyer made mistakes. Defense attorneys say the 2011 hair and beard-cutting attacks stemmed from family disputes. Prosecutors say the motive was religious, as hair and beards have spiritual significance in the Amish faith. Mullett is serving a sentence of about 11 years. Kent State University will dedicate the site where the Ohio National Guard shot or wounded protesting students in 1970 as a National Historic Landmark. The May 4th site got the landmark designation in 2016. Today's event will formally recognize the site's historic status. The afternoon ceremony will include the unveiling of a new commemorative plaque. The Cavs are now up 2-0 over Toronto after beating the Raptors 128-110 last night. Game 3 is now in Cleveland tomorrow night.